Welcome to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Joyous conversations about what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about our one reality. You have nothing to fear. You are eternal and you are perfectly loved. Knowing the truth changes everything. Now, here's Roberta.
Welcome to Seek Reality. I'm Roberta Grimes, and I'm so glad you can be with us today. Each newborn baby is an ancient soul, a cosmic traveler through ages of time, bearing scars from many other lives and coming back yet again to seek the spiritual growth that will let that being at last rise above the need to ever again incarnate. And of course, as that baby's life goes on, even more scars are inflicted in this lifetime. To be human is to be wounded, and sometimes in ways of which we are not even aware. So all of us have issues, whether those issues arose in other lifetimes or were begun in this one. And since science is still so fiercely materialist, there isn't much that it can do to help us understand and heal those issues that originated in other lifetimes, or even really to help us understand and heal the new scars inflicted in this lifetime. Materialist science can give us chemicals to dull the pain, perhaps, but that is not healing. And when the wounds are spiritual, when they are of the mind, then only the mind itself can heal them. Back for his third visit with us is certified hypnotherapist Peter Wright. In Peter's first Seek Reality visit, he talked about removing attached entities. Then he returned to talk about past life regression. Now, today he will add to the mix what he calls the magic mirror of truth. All these techniques are ways in which he helps people work through spiritual damage inflicted in this life or in past or future lives. Peter, welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you for having me today.
Now, Peter, for those who may not have heard your previous two interviews on Seek Reality, please just briefly tell our friends about your history. How did you get started and get to this place?
When I was a kid, my older brother had a comic book collection. I'm maybe 8, 9 years of age. And one of the comics attracted my attention, and it was a Superman comic book. And in that time, they had advertisements in the back of comic books. And there was an ad for a book on how to hypnotize your friends. And I thought, oh, that is so cool. So I went up to my father, who was a mortgage banker, and I shared the ad with him. And I said, Dad, I really want to buy this book, but I don't have any money. Can you help me? Well, my father looked at the ad and looked at his loving son and said, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Right. Like all parents. Very encouraging. Yes. Right.
So that killed the idea for 15 years, but I got a master's degree in international relations and came back to Washington, D.C., my hometown, and began taking classes in hypnosis and went on to become a certified hypnotherapist.
All right. What is that? What's a certified hypnotherapist?
It's someone who has delved into a variety of certifications to help help someone like myself be very informed about the different aspects of hypnosis. So I have certifications not only in hypnosis, but also in neuro-linguistic programming, which is NLP, and in life between lives hypnotherapy, where I take clients into the spirit realm to meet with their council of elders.
Who knew they certify these people? So are there many people like this who are certified hypnotherapists?
There are, thousands around the world. Plus, I'm a board certified past life regression therapist, one of only 40 in the nation. So I'm very passionate about this field, and because the tools and techniques are quite easy to use and very successful with clients.
One of the things I've learned quite independently is that past life regression therapy works like a clock. It's amazing how well it works. All you have to do is remember wherever it was that the trauma arose, and just remembering how it arose seems to heal you. I went through that. I did it myself. It's the most amazing thing. I didn't even know I was doing it. Maybe I'll tell that if we have time. I'll tell that little story. But this is why I am so interested in helping people find you, Peter, because I know it works. And most people have no idea how important this is as a tool, because, again, most Americans don't aren't even aware that we live many lives, past and future. And certainly no doctor will prescribe for simple things like, oh my goodness, agoraphobia, if you're afraid to be in close places, or if you're afraid of heights, or all of those things. Where does that come? Those are not natural. Every one of those phobias comes from an experience. We learned to avoid experiences that were bad for us, but we don't even remember how we learned it, and we need to get past all of that. So how do you find people? How do people find you? Because, again, most Americans have no idea how important this is.
People find me through my website, which is www.insightsfromwithin.com. And then many referrals come to me, plus those who listen to podcasts like this find out about me.
You say several people have listened to those prior podcasts and have reached out to you, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, I love that. I love hearing that.
And also, I offer phone sessions so that they don't have to come to Santa Barbara to have a one-on-one session with me in my office.
Of course, not going to Santa Barbara is itself a punishment. Santa Barbara's beautiful.
Yes.
It's really beautiful. You live in paradise. But all right, except, of course, when you have fires. I know that was a tough thing last year.
Yes. Yes.
But all right, so people are thinking, maybe I would like to do this. How would they would reach out to you, and then would you talk to them by phone? Someone in, say, you know, living in Toledo, how would they find you, and how would they begin to work with you?
What they should do is go to my website, www.insightsfromwithin.com, and there's a form there to fill out that when you email it to me, I will be happy to set aside time for a 30-minute free consultation. So we can talk about the issues that you're facing and how hypnotherapy might be an effective tool in helping you come to closure with these. And then if you're interested, we set up an appointment by phone. I send you in advance a free 10-minute guided hypnotic visualization. So you can practice hypnosis before you actually get together with me. Then we have a session of 2 hours, and then we have a follow-up a week later, which is an hour. And then we talk about possible next steps. But this is short-term therapy. So often we're able to resolve major issues in just 1 2-hour session.
And is there a charge for these free sort of All right, I'm sort of prejudicing this. But if people just are curious, at what point would they begin to have a formal relationship and pay for it?
They would begin paying when we actually set up a 2-hour session. So the 30-minute free consultation is just that.
Well, that's exciting. Okay, so do people usually have relief in just 2 hours? I mean, I find this kind of exciting and amazing because I hear from so many people in pain. You have no idea. I spend part of every day, sometimes most of every day, answering questions and queries from people who are in pain. So to hear that you can help them is thrilling.
What I find to be especially true in my practice is that at the very center of the practice is helping the client connect with their own higher self, their own inner wisdom. We do that right off the bat. And in so doing, we have access to all of their memories from this life and past lives. So by connecting with that inner wisdom, we invite that wisdom to take us back to the cause or source of the particular issue or issues that they're dealing with, and encourage the client to get out of the way and let's go and find out what happened. And then we work through that issue, whether it's from a past life or this life. And again, tapping into the wisdom of the higher self. And often we're able to reach some major shifts and changes in just a 2-hour period of time. Not all the time, but often we're able to do this. Plus, at the very end of that 2-hour session, now that we know your higher self and you have a relationship with it, I invite you to come up with a sacred spot, a special place where you can reconnect with your higher self whenever you choose. And in fact, I then send you a guided visualization that takes you up into the light and gives you an opportunity to easily reconnect with that inner wisdom. So you can have an ongoing basis to help you resolve future issues.
That is fabulous. Now, people are thinking, well, how does this fit with what we already know? Here is how it fits. We know that we leave behind, when we come to Earth for an Earth life, we leave behind most of our mind. People estimate it's less than 5% of your vast eternal mind that you take with you when you come to Earth, very much as you'd strip down to shorts and a t-shirt in order to learn, in order to grow physically in the gym. You grow spiritually by for certain leaving behind all of the details so you can focus on this life. So what you're doing, Peter, is really just connecting people to the rest of their mind while they are still in this body, right?
Absolutely.
All right, well, you see how it all fits together. One of the things I love about this work is that everything does fit together. The things that we think are real here are part of a seamless reality of which we also are a living part. I mean, we re-enter it every night before we go to sleep. This is all, it's all one seamless reality, and it's all a seamless reality in which we are comfortable, in which we are part, and all of this is exciting. We're going to take a break in a moment. When we come back, I'm going to ask Peter to talk briefly about the two previous times he was with us. You can find in our archives, just look up Peter Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, and you can find him talking about getting rid of attached entities. You can find him talking about past life regression. I'm also going to ask him about future life progression, because we know that that's possible, but apparently it's relatively rare still. But all of this is what you might think of as genuine healing, because it's healing completely. I'll try to find time to tell you about my experience with it. I have talked about it before, though, on Seek Reality. But all of this is part of a seamless whole, and when we understand everything, we will much better be able to understand ourselves and live our best possible lives. Now, our two previous conversations were about attachments and about regression therapy or progression therapy. So what I want to do is just refamiliarize you with what these two techniques are and the kinds of things that they can help. Now, let's start with attachments. Talk about attachments, Peter.
Okay, if you consider that the physical body is protected by the immune system, we know that, your spirit body is protected by the aura. And on occasion, the aura can become weak due to trauma, due to alcohol abuse, drugs, having a big heart. And when the aura becomes weak, holes can develop. And through these holes, energies can move right in and set up housekeeping.
Could I ask you a question? You said having a big heart could cause a problem?
Meaning that, let's say, the emergency room nurse who is there at 2 o'clock in the morning and someone is brought in who has just been shot, let's say, and they die soon after they arrive in the hospital, perhaps.
Oh.
Right there. And so their spirit, looking for a place to hide, could in fact go into the nurse because she has such a big heart and she wants to help everybody.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, that's interesting. All right, so these are entities that for whatever reason haven't made the transition properly, right?
Exactly. The earthbound spirits are those. They're ghosts. Part of them does in fact go into the spirit realm, but a portion of them stays earthbound, and thus they're called earthbound spirits.
So they're really basically fragments,
right,
of these. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, okay. Great. Now, what kinds of issues could they cause?
Well,
someone's wondering if they have some one of these.
Often when they die, they are in fear or anxiety, or they have just simply problems that have developed when they were in their own human bodies. And so when they die, they're often attracted to people who share those same issues with them, their same fears or anxieties. So that on occasion, for example, I had a client where she discovered she was afraid of swimming, fear of going into the water.
Uh-huh.
And we discovered that she had with her an earthbound spirit who had drowned when the ship he was on sank. And he had been somehow attracted to her, entered into her, and when we invited him to come forth and talk to us using her voice, he said, "I make her afraid to go into the water because that's where I died."
Oh, how fascinating. Okay.
And another example could be that the spirit brings anger, frustration, and anxiety into the client. Because, as it turned out, when this particular spirit died, he was in his 40s, dying in a factory accident back in the early 1900s. And he wanted to live through my client's body so that he could finish up his life. And his emotions were affecting her emotions.
Fascinating. The one that I know best is alcohol. Everyone, never, ever let yourself get tipsy or even drunk in a bar or anywhere that a lot of people have been who may have been addicted to alcohol, because that does damage your aura to be intoxicated, and they will jump in because they're desperate to be able to continue. People who were alcoholics in life don't lose the craving, they just lose the ability to satisfy the craving. And if you think you crave alcohol before you pick up other people who crave alcohol, believe me, you don't know what craving is. It makes people that much more addicted to alcohol. And I know about this because my own father had this problem, and I didn't even know it until much, much later. But when I was a child, he would get drunk, and he had this peculiar look about his eyes. And I've since come to understand, it's hard to describe, almost like a greenish look. It was a little obsessed, strange kind of look. And one day he decided, when I was 11, he decided to quit cold turkey, and he did. And that look went away. And I've since come to understand that that was the entity he had picked up while he was drinking in a bar that was looking through his eyes. So this is nothing to mess with. Protecting our aura is very, very important, because just as you are careful not to be around people who have the flu, you've really got to be careful not to be around people who might be not in body and in desperate looking for a home. Peter, have you talked to people about how to keep your aura strong?
Absolutely. With all my clients, I give them a brief meditation to say to themselves every day, to surround themselves with a bright white crystalline light. And they begin the meditation by focusing on the spark of God within them, and watching it get larger and larger and brighter and brighter. And soon it fills them up. And then I invite them to imagine that white light is expanding out past the boundaries of their body, about an arm's length above, around, down, below, whatever. So they're completely surrounded by a bubble or shield of protective white light.
And that's in fact the case with your aura. It does extend out from your physical body. So what you're doing is reinforcing the aura then when you do that.
Yes, indeed. In fact, you could also imagine that you have mirrors on the outside of your body facing outwards to reflect any negative energy that happens to come your way.
Send it so backwards, it goes somewhere along. Else. Yes, absolutely. All right, well, let's talk about the other thing that we discussed before. And again, everyone, if you just look up Peter Wright on this, wherever you have Seek Reality podcasts, I think it was 2016 that we had these conversations, but you can learn much more about attachments and regression. Talk a little about past life regression, and have you ever done future life progression?
What I find with future life progression is that our future is made up of all of the choices we're going to be making between now and whatever point in the future that we're hoping to manifest. And so therefore, if you're looking years into the future, then it could be that you don't really have much of a chance, perhaps, of having that exact manifestation. There was a book that came out several years ago called Mass Dreams of the Future by Chet Snow. And Chet looked into this from a scientific perspective and realized that there were perhaps five different outcomes that are possible. One that is very, very negative, one that is very, very positive, and then the other three are in between. But your future is based on the choices you make now in terms of how your life unfolds. Though, of course, at the same time, you have your soul's purpose, your mission in coming into this life, and that can be part of what does manifest for you if you choose.
Okay.
So what I find with going into the future, it's difficult to do so with any certainty about what's going to be taking place. But I find with past lives, by exploring your own past lives, often we can go back to the very cause or source of the issue or issues that you're seeking to resolve. And we're doing so with the help of your own higher self, your own inner wisdom that knows everything there is to know about you from this life and past lives and is eager to be our partner in taking you back to the cause or source.
So what kinds of problems do people have that they will benefit from past regression?
Almost any issue that you're facing today could have a past life connection to it. And so we're just simply inviting you to go back into that story whenever it took place, to go through that story and then as a result release and heal and come to closure with that particular issue.
I think of it as primarily for phobias, that kind of thing, but it's for other things too?
It's for practically anything, including relationships, including physical issues, including anxiety, depression. Often there is a past life connection.
Okay, so a significant other, you might be able to go back and discover they had issues in another lifetime too?
Absolutely, and that's why you've been brought together in this life, in order to have a relationship with that person and perhaps to work on that same issue.
Okay, and so once they go back to that lifetime where they had this issue, how does that help them with today? I mean, yes, they see, oh yeah, that jerk was in my life that time too, but how does it help them to resolve this time? What perspective do they get from that experience?
With the approach that I take, we go back into the story, you tell me the story as it unfolds, we look for the defeats. Where did things go wrong in that story? Where did things go right? We then go to the day of your death. How did you die? And what was your dying thought? A dying thought can have a major impact on an upcoming lifetime. So if you die of, for example, starvation, maybe the final thought is, there's never enough food.
Yes.
When in fact, in this life, there's plenty of food.
Of course.
So from there, we then go into your spirit body. How does that feel? Lighter, a client will typically say. And then from there into the bardo, the in-between place between lifetimes, where I invite you to ask anyone from that life we just explored to come and join you in your imagination so you can work through the unfinished business with them from that lifetime and at the same time then see the connection after we work it through with who that person is in your life today. And often you're working on that same issue.
Now, you say you use something called the magic mirror of truth, Peter. What's that?
I encourage a client to use their imagination because what we find is that your soul speaks through your imagination, especially in the trance state. And your soul isn't making things up. Rather, it's translating what is inside of you into thoughts, words, images, feelings, voices, and the like. So we use this as a way to, once we've met with your higher self and your heart at the beginning of the session in your imagination, we then bond with them, if you will, and ask them to work with us to help you come to closure with the issues that you're seeking to resolve. So I ask you to imagine that you're standing in front of a magic mirror of truth. And as you experience this mirror, I invite you to describe the frame, and then look into the mirror at your own reflected energy or body, and to report to me whatever you see there in the mirror. And in so doing, often what you see will be a manifestation of some of the issues that you're currently carrying, if you will, in your body, whether mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually.
Okay, so give us an example. Someone has what kind of issue and the mirror helps them how?
Okay, so let's say that we look into the mirror and they see a dark splotch in this, the figure of themselves, and it's at the, in the center of their heart. We then invite that dark splotch to give it a voice, as if the client were channeling that energy, and ask it to come forth and announce its presence with words like, "I'm here." And so the client perhaps says, "I'm here." So then I ask a question: "Are you a part of Alice or something else?" First thought. And if it's an earthbound spirit or negative energy, it will say something else. I then ask, "Have you ever had your own human body? Yes or no?" If the answer is yes, then it most likely is an earthbound spirit. If the answer is no, it could be a negative entity. In other words, an energy that's never had a human body, but is basically negative energy, and is affecting the client. So if the answer to the initial question, "Are you a part of Alice or something else?" and the voice says, "A part of Alice," then it could be a resource within her or an energy imbalance within her that we can work with, because then we invite that energy as well to come out and talk to us and find out why it's there and what its purpose is.
Do you ever find that people have more than one issue? I mean, they come to you with several, because some of us, by the time we hit midlife or later, we've been pretty beat up by life, and maybe there's more than one thing going on. Do you ever find that?
Absolutely. And the magic mirror of truth displays it, if you will, because there's this big black splotch in the center in the heart. There's also a fog that is covering over the feet. There is a grim reaper standing to the left of the client.
Good heavens.
Whatever it looks out of place, I then invite to come forth using the client's voice and imagination, if you will, but it turns out to be something that is getting in the way of the client's ability to function easily.
Fascinating. And so we would one by one go through each of these issues?
Yes. And then ask it to tell its story. You know, how long have you been with the client? How have you been affecting the client? And in so doing, we discover that it's much of the anxiety issues that people are dealing with could, in fact, be these earthbound spirits. For example, one client discovered that her grandmother was with her. And the initial interest in getting together with me as a client was that the client was concerned about the need to be perfect, that she couldn't make mistakes. That's how she felt. And we discovered when her grandmother showed up that it was the grandmother who had died years before, but was with her granddaughter because she wanted her granddaughter to be perfect and never make mistakes. And so by showing this and telling the grandmother, that asking her, "Did you ever make mistakes growing up?" And she said, "Well, yes, I did. I wasn't perfect." Then she was... And we then asked the granddaughter, "Do you want your grandmother with you any longer?" And the answer came back, "No." So grandmother was eventually happy to go back into the light, and the issue disappeared.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, who knew your own loved ones could seize you that way?
Yes, they can.
Help people understand how hypnosis works. Why does this work? What is the hypnosis doing?
Hypnosis is just simply focused concentration. We are fully aware of everything that's going on around you. You hear the traffic outside, but at the same time, you're sharing with me what's going on inside of you. It's perfectly natural. If ever you've cried while watching a sad film, you've been in trance. So it's a way for us to take you into a deep place of relaxation. And then through that relaxation, we enter into your subconscious and superconscious, inviting your higher self to come forth. And your higher self is our, as I say, partner in helping you release whatever it is that's it's not for your highest good.
It's actually very comforting. I have I tried to do a past life regression with Peter, and he's just he has this lovely voice, and it was very easy and all of that. And then as soon as he got me under, my primary guide started talking through me and saying I was not to be regressed to any past life, which I thought was kind of unfair. But he and I have had 17 lifetimes together, and he just didn't want me dealing with that while I was alive, which I guess that probably makes sense. But if you have a less draconian primary guide, you probably can do some past life regression. And it is very, very interesting what you learn. And I'll tell you quickly now my story. When I was in my late teens, I started to become afraid of heights. Specifically, I wasn't afraid to be like up in an airplane, but I was afraid if I could step off an edge. So glass in front of me was fine. Open window, I was afraid of. And it got worse and worse. And, you know, I went to college, I went to law school, had a life, and was doing research. And I came to this in my afterlife research like 20 some odd years later, 30 years later, I came across this kind of help. And my first thought was, the fact that I'm so afraid of stepping off a ledge maybe means why I did that in a prior life. And then I forgot about it again. And I started to get flashbacks of being a young Native American man. I'm almost always male in lifetimes. And I was standing on the edge of a cliff. It was early morning. It was quite beautiful, actually. We just get flashes of this. And I knew I was so spiritually pure that I would be able to fly. Hmm. And then it dawned on me one day, I bet that little idiot stepped off the edge. He thought he could fly. And I'm sure that's what happened, because once I sort of focused on that snippet of a thought, my fear seemed to go away, and it never came back. Yes. And I didn't realize the extent to which that had changed my life, because I don't that often put myself in a position where I, you know, could fall off a height. But several months later, one of my clients was having a 25th anniversary celebration of their company in New York. And we, after the big celebration, I went up to her office on the 20 million floor building in Manhattan. And because this was, of course, decades ago, and there was no air conditioning, and it was a warm day, so the windows were open. And you could see the Chrysler Building. I could see it through the window. You know that sort of face, the creature that like looks like an eagle head? I had to take another look, a closer look at it. So I went right to that window, which was wide open, and I almost leaned out. I wanted to really look at it. And then I turned and looked at my husband, and he was just standing in the doorway, looking horrified. He said, I went to him. I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "I was sure you wouldn't be able to be in this office because the windows are open." And only then did I realize I didn't, and I have never since had that fear. So everyone, if you have a weird phobia, it very often will appear in your life at about the same time you killed yourself using whatever that was in another lifetime. And you can heal it just that miraculously. It is amazing. And it's easier using someone like Peter, who has had experience helping other people do this. But my goodness, it happened. Isn't that funny, Peter? It happened spontaneously.
And it can, but it's also will sure happen during a session, because what we're seeking to do is come to closure to it, often through talking to that person and forgiveness and expressing, coming to closure with it through expressing your truth and forgiving the other person can often help too, and yourself as well.
So maybe I should have forgiven that kid. I mean, obviously he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
But do you need to forgive your prior self?
On occasion, it depends upon what the story is, because we're all doing the very best we can do, and in this life as well. Guilt can play a key role in how we view ourselves. But if it's an issue that we really shouldn't feel guilty about, or we were too young to take on that responsibility, then it is all about forgiveness and all about love towards yourself and others around you.
Peter is a really excellent hypnotherapist, and the kinds of things he can help you with are things no doctor can, and even psychiatrists and psychologists have trouble with, because these are generally problems with attached entities, or problems that arose in another lifetime, or things that are just happening below the surface of your mind that you he can help you get access to. As I say, I've had this experience myself, and I've known people who were miraculously improved by doing hypnotherapy with someone as experienced as Peter. But Peter, now, what is the process? Someone is using the magic mirror. Maybe someone has more serious issues. How do things change as they go through their therapy?
As we work with each of the energies that shows up on the magic mirror, such as the client having a black splotch in their stomach or looking like they miss a limb or whatever, and asking those energies to come forth and talk to us through the voice of the client, gradually we're able to eliminate them, to send them into the light, to come to closure with that particular issue with the help of the higher self and Archangel Michael and others from the light who work with us. We then return to the magic mirror of truth periodically to see how you're doing. And in fact, typically by the end of the session, as you look into the mirror, you see yourself today as you were dressed today with a big smile on your face.
Oh, that's great.
Exactly. So it is a way to chart our progress during the session.
Well, why is it that this mirror shows you these issues? Is it your mind, your greater mind trying to give you the information you need to get better? Is that what's happening?
Exactly. And so what I find is that it happens very quickly. Typically, I will see a client once or twice for a two-hour session. And that is often enough to make significant progress in areas of your life. I had a client recently who'd been in talk therapy for 5 years due to anxiety, severe anxiety, and plus painful headaches weekly.
Oh, my goodness.
If not daily over these many years. And in 2 hours, we were able to release all of this. And she was amazed by what had happened.
That is astonishing. Now, all right, you're in California. Someone in New York is saying, gee, I think I'd like to do more with him or do something with him. Now, how would he do that? Does he need to go to California?
I see clients in my office in Santa Barbara, but I also work with clients over the phone or Skype. So I have, a U.S. Constituency as well as a worldwide constituency. I was talking with a client today in Germany. So it's very easy to connect with me. I offer a 30-minute free consultation so we can talk about your issues and whether there in fact is a match with what I do. And I talk about how hypnotherapy can be of assistance to you. And then for those who've not experienced hypnosis before, I send you a 10-minute guided visualization as an MP3 that you can download and listen to. We then get together for the session. It's a two-hour session. And then I send you a 10-minute guided visualization to help you reconnect with your higher self after the session. So you can practice having, towards the end of the session, selecting a special place for you to meet with your higher self, maybe daily, for an ongoing opportunity to ask questions and get answers from your own inner wisdom. And then I also send you a recording of the session so you can listen to that as well. And then we get together a week later by phone or in person to talk about the session for an hour, a follow-up where I go through my notes with you and answer any questions and help you to process and integrate all that took place during that time together. And then we will revisit your goals that you set and see if we've accomplished everything. If so, terrific. You can move forward with that ongoing conversation with your higher self. And if not, we get together again and you already know hypnosis. We know who your higher self is. We work in partnership with that part. And we can accomplish even more in working through other issues that you're seeking to resolve. It's short-term therapy. It's deep therapy, but it's short-term.
And does it tend to be permanent? These things don't creep back after a while?
Well, you're in charge of you. I can't say it's going to be permanent, but what I found, if you go to my website, www.insightsfromwithin, and take a look at what my clients have said in working with me, you'll find testimonials there, and about 90% of the testimonials are based on one session.
Wow. Okay. So it's Insights, I-N-S-I-G-T, G-H, I had S-I-G-H-T-S, F-R-O-M-W-I-T-H-I-N. Is that .com?
That's correct.
Okay. Insightsfromwithin.com, no punctuation. You're going to just like having Peter as a friend, frankly. And that's sort of how I feel about it, because he's always this nice. I mean, you must have a cat at home you can kick at night, right? Because you can't be this nice all the time. This has been a lovely conversation. I do personally recommend that if you're having some issue, a physical, an emotional, or a mental issue that maybe you've tried to have a doctor help you with or a counselor help you with, or maybe you're just saying, you know, that's an issue I probably should deal with, try Peter, because you can talk with him for half an hour and he will charge you for that. And it'll help you see whether the kind of thing that is going on in your life is something he can fix. I can tell you now, I can stand on the edge of a 100-foot cliff and I'm not afraid. And that is a miracle to me to this day. So this kind of past life regression therapy works truly like a miracle. And many people, I think, have issues that will be improved by that. Someday, we're not going to have these problems, because someday scientists will start to accept what reality is. Until then, we have to rely on people like Peter to help us when science fails us. Any added thoughts, Peter? What do you recommend that people do?
What I found is that so many of our answers can be found within us. And so I found that hypnotherapy is a perfect way to look within with the help of a hypnotherapist who's been carefully trained to help you quickly come to closure with whatever is blocking you from moving forward in your life.
Beautifully said. This has been Roberta Grimes on Seek Reality today with my wonderful friend, Peter Wright, and I'm really glad you could join us. Please never forget that you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began, you never will end. And when you really understand all the implications of that, it's going to change everything in your life for the better. Next week, our guest will be your host. I've been hearing from more people lately who are trying to make this lifetime their last lifetime, and they want to know what spiritual growth even is. How do you grow spiritually? How does it feel? Until a few years back, I'd have been clueless too. I knew some very advanced people, so I could describe spiritual growth from the outside, but I was really pretty average in terms of my life. I got mad a lot. You wouldn't have liked me much back then. But then in the summer of 2011, after The Fun of Dying had come out, and of course it contains an appendix about the gospel teachings, in that summer I began to experiment with using those teachings to try to raise my own vibration. And what I learned is that they're actually miraculous. They help you grow very quickly and without all of the Eastern practices that most people were turning to at the time. It still astonishes me that the growth has been permanent and continues. So many more people now are reading The Fun of Growing Forever, and I hear from them, and they'd like to know, you know, how am I doing? I think I'm doing well, but I can't tell. Well, next week we'll talk about that. We'll talk about how to grow spiritually, what spiritual growth is, how you're going to know if it's working for you, and if you have questions, of course, I'll be happy to answer them at robertagrimes.com, but I'm going to try to help you do what you came into this lifetime to do, which is to grow spiritually, so maybe you could make this your last lifetime. Please join me. And this week, back for the third time, has been Peter Wright. Peter is a certified hypnotherapist, and he has the loveliest and the kindest heart. He helps people with issues and problems that maybe no one else has been able to help them with. So if you have this kind of issue, insightsfromwithin.com, just contact Peter and ask him some questions. Use the time he's willing to give you freely to see whether maybe he can actually help you. As you know, my nonfiction books are Liberating Jesus, my Thomas, The Fun of Dying, The Fun of Staying in Touch, The Fun of Growing Forever, The Fun of Living Together, and for young children, The Fun of Meeting Jesus. You can order them through bookstores or on Amazon.com, and they're also available as audiobooks. If you ever want to talk about any of my books, or if you're curious about something, just if you have any wish at all to contact me, I do answer emails. I no longer can say, if you don't hear in 24 hours, send flowers, because it can take me several days to answer all of the queries I get, but I still do respond, so please make sure you've given me your correct address. Meanwhile, This has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Please enjoy and make the most of this coming week in our one reality, knowing that you in particular, are a powerful, eternal being, and you are infinitely loved.
You've been listening to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Roberta blogs and answers questions at robertagrimes.com. Join us every week as we explore what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about the one reality we all share. Knowing the truth changes everything.